Well, school is in session throughout the Tri-County area now. Each week we get a chance to catch up with one of the four public school districts in York County. Every Tuesday we learn more about what's going on in the hallways of these schools and the school district. This week we're learning more about what's going on in the Fort Mill School District. Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer for Fort Mill Schools. And good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first week of school, it's in the books. Ashton and I said it felt like it took an eternity to get through that first week. Now it feels like school's been in session for several weeks.
It's funny how that transition
happens.
Now
we're ready for intersession.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Ready for October.
Yeah. So we are now officially in week two, second day of week two. So it's all moving along. And like you said, last week seemed like it did take a while, but now we're into week two. And
yeah,
it's
we're in a
quick
groove.
You open a brand new elementary school this year, Flint Hill Elementary School. Walk us through how that first day of school went. Thank you so much. We were able to talk to you live on the phone, live on location there. How did the rest of the day go and the rest of the week throughout the district?
Hey, you guys took me to my reporter days at that point. So even though I wasn't actually the reporter.
You did really good, Joe. In fact, we might have to work with you more often.
Well, I mean, it was a fun place to be at, that's for sure. So, I mean, they had balloons out there. They had all the staff members waving pom-poms. We had district administration out there. Our new superintendent, Gray Young, was out there welcoming kids, music playing. So, you know, I don't know if you guys got the full feel on the radio, but it was a great day. We had all of our media partners there, too, to kind of come see this new school and see everybody coming back in for the first day. The rain stopped long enough for us to have our car rider drop off, so that was good. And then, of course, obviously, it's picked back up again. So, but overall, it was a great first day over at Flint Hill.
Perfect. And the rest of the school, the rest of the first week of school throughout the other schools, just really business as usual?
Actually, yeah, it went very well for the first week. I mean, we had some normal hiccups we see on first week. We obviously had some, you know, delayed buses here and there. Car rider lines were a little slower. Obviously, we did have a little bit of a curveball thrown our way with the change to our traffic right before school started with the loss of our traffic guards. But I think we working with Town of Fort Mill and City of TKK, we were able to address that, and for the most part it went pretty well. We're still working on that situation, so hopefully we'll be able to come up with some long-term solutions here very soon.
When it comes to that, Joe, some folks might just say this should be an easy fix. Walk us through maybe why it's maybe a little bit more complicated than that.
Sure. Well, most of what we're dealing with is outside of the district's control. We have control over what happens on our property, but when it comes to everything that happens out on the street, whether that's law enforcement needed over there, whether that's stoplights or signage or all of those things, those all have to be done by outside agencies. So we're working with all of those agencies to come up with solutions that we can have in place, but obviously some of those things don't happen overnight. We would love to see stoplights at a lot of these schools. That would be something we believe could really help. But, you know, that has to get approved by DOT and has to be put in place and constructed. And obviously signage and everything fits there too, speed limits, all of that stuff. On the people side of that, you know, our local police departments, you know, are not really fully staffed enough to do these types of things long term either. So, you know, a lot of people have asked, why is it the SRO just go out there? Well, the SROs are dedicated to the safety of the school. And we've heard from our law enforcement that, you know, they don't feel like they can perform that duty if they're out there directing traffic for an hour before schools. If something were to happen at the school, they're not able to respond the way they're supposed to. So, you know, we're continuing to work with everybody that has the control over the different areas. One of the things we could control was the exiting of our property, which is why we put the right turn only in at the recommendation of our law enforcement. They think that is, you know, one of the safest ways to get people out of schools. It cuts down on that cross traffic. You know, so that was something we were able to do right off the bat on our side. And we're still working on everything we can do off of the property with those in charge of it.
So, Joe, what was the setup like before? So, like, what you had a crossing guard, and then you also had, I think some people are a little confused on what that setup was before.
Yeah, we had traffic flow guards or traffic guards at all the entrances and exits of the schools for, like, the student if you're at the high school and the parent, or the parent if you're at the elementary middle school level. And they used to basically stop traffic, allow cars to clear, stop the traffic on one side, allow cars to enter and come out. Now, again, that's a solution that does work because it does help to keep the traffic flow, but it does offer some safety concerns for anybody who's in that street, whether it's a law enforcement officer or a traffic guard or anything along those lines. So, but there is an attorney general opinion that basically says the only people that can direct traffic are law enforcement. So the company we used to get our provider from basically was bought out over the summertime. They have new ownership. They reviewed what they looked at. The old company thought that they were still covered underneath the flagger laws, but the new company says, no, under this, we can't legally provide them. They do still provide us crossing guards. And when I say crossing guards, that's at properly signaged and painted crosswalks. But they're only able to help pedestrian traffic. So they can't control the flow of traffic. They can only stop it long enough to aid pedestrians to cross the street.
Got it.
We're speaking with Joe Burke. He's the chief communications officer for the Fort Mill School District. Joe, it's all about football this week. Of course, we've got the big Football City USA kickoff powered by Champion Services this Friday, August the 15th. But you all are talking football as well in Fort Mill, especially flag football for the ladies.
Yeah, actually, I'm obviously a big football fan, very much so. So I love seeing it come back in all of its forms. And this year, we're going to have a new one to look at in Fort Mill. So last year, we did start the middle school girls flag football program, which actually took place in the springtime. And that's going to continue this year. That was a very popular program. Lots of participation from our kids. We're going to be adding that at the high school level this year. But they're going to be playing in the fall along with the football programs that are already going on. And we're going to be adding some cross-district games as well, too. Last year, we just had all the games internal. But this year, as we add the high school programs, we're going to have some district-by-district competition, which I think is cool. And a bunch of our middle school girls got a chance to be recognized at the Panthers preseason game last week. And that was really cool. They got a chance to go out on the field and be in the stadium. So we're very glad to see that being recognized, and obviously very glad to see this program expanding and having the success it has.
It is a growing sport. It's going to be in the Olympics at 2028, I believe.
I think you're right. LA. Yeah. LA.
So it is fascinating to see. And if the flag football for the ladies, it's a little different than maybe flag football you played when you were younger, or like a pickup game
seven
of flag football.
Yeah.
It is very interesting on how
I'm going to tell you, I watched a couple of those games, man. It's hardcore.
They are ready to come to win and come to play.
I've been out at their practices when other sports are going on that I'm involved in, and I see the way they're doing their practices. Man,
yes.
Y'all have a couple of middle schools in Fort Mill that are ones to watch. Yes,
that's
for
right.
Sure. So.
Up and coming.
The school district there in Fort Mill, Joe, you got an update from a third party, an outside group that continues to look at the situation with Fort Mill schools, mainly Flint Hill Elementary School, Flint Hill Middle School, when it comes to Cell-Fab Solar. Kind of bring us up to speed what this agency is doing and why they're working with the school district.
Sure, yeah. Citadel EHS is a company the district contracted with, I believe it was back in I have to look back at the dates now, but I think it's either March or May. I'm getting confused in my M months, but we did contract with them. You know, we heard concerns from the community about health and safety at those school sites based on the proximity to the SOFAB facility. So we did contract with them to come in and do a third party independent health and safety assessment. There's a lot of parts and pieces to that. They're looking first at reviewing the documentation from SOFAB and their permitting, as well as reviewing the safety and emergency plans from them, from us, from the county. They're even looking at what we have on our sites as far as, chemicals, because believe it or not, when you have a school, there are chemicals there for cleaning agents and things like that. So they're looking at all different types of things on the safety side of it, and then they're also looking at general air quality in the buildings too. And then the piece that we had last Tuesday night at the board meeting, they came in and did an update on their recommendations for the safety side and for the air quality monitoring side. Underneath the safety, one of the recommendations is that we coordinate together with both the county emergency management and SOFAB on any emergency response plans. Obviously, all of our schools have emergency response plans for a number of reasons, whether that's a chemical spill or nuclear plant or active shooter or any of those things. We have those plans in place. Their recommendation is that we work not only with emergency management, which we already do, but also bring in SOFAB so that we can align all of our emergency plans should something ever happen. We have notifications in place the way that Citadel thinks it would be best, and that we have those responses coordinated so that if there ever was something to happen, that it would be a proper and immediate response. So that's the piece on the safety assessment side. They have recommended the air quality monitoring, and there's two phases to that. There's the what we call scheduled or periodic testing, where they come in, they take a 24-hour full sampling in the building and outside of the building. It gives them a snapshot in time of what the air quality is in those areas. And actually, that's already started. They did some of the baseline testing the week before students came back in, and they'll be doing another baseline testing at some point in the next couple weeks. Now that we have people in the building, and that'll give them kind of a starting point. And then once the SOFAB facility gets up and running, then they'll be able to do that periodic testing just to kind of, do the measurements back. The other side of that is the continuous monitoring of the air quality, and that will take place at the fence line of the two properties. So they've recommended that we have an installation of some equipment that would be permanent on site there that would do continuous monitoring. Citadel would be the ones that are actually reviewing that data and checking on all the numbers and stuff coming back in to see if there are any issues. And if they do see any issues, they'll be able to investigate what the cause was and figure out if there is any problems going on. So there's that piece of it. And then the last piece of it is the community engagement. Julie Wojanowski from Citadel has already been out speaking with community groups and community organizers. She's already got more planned coming up, you know, to talk about, you know, emergency planning and how this goes and what they're doing for the district. So there's a lot of different phases to this, and we're certainly going forward. And obviously their recommendations on the health and safety side, the district is already evaluating for implementation if they're not already in place to begin with.
Perfect. All right. That information, of course, will be shared during the school board meetings within the Fort Mill School District, and you can attend those live in person or on their social media channels or their YouTube channel.
And we also have all of that information shared on our website. We have a website that is dedicated there. Every time they've done an update or we've moved into a new phase, we put all the documentation up there. We put the link to the video to see the presentation and the presentation itself. So if you want to see any of that, you can go right to the district website and you can view it all.
Fantastic. Perfect. Joe, here's to a great school year. The 2025-2026 school year is already underway, and we'll continue to catch up with Joe each and every month.